However, the Chomorim, the Chomorim say no. We dash in the Pasuk, V'roishoi v'chamishi soisoi. You have to pay back a chomish when you're only paying back Karen. So we dash like this. Mo mena mishtalim v'roish, moisiv chomish. Whenever you only have to pay back Karen, not Kefil, then you have to pay a chomish. But moment shame mishtalim v'roish, whenever you have to pay back Kefil, not paying back the Karen alone, you pay back other money also, then we hold ein moisiv chomish. You don't have to pay back a fifth. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yoyma, another chiddush, that ein chaymish be osher mishdalim, the mokim shesh kefil. Not only don't you have to pay a chaymish, mashma tanakama holds when you chayat kefil, you start to be in korban osham. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says no. In the case when you're caught to be a ganef, and you have to pay kefil, even potter from a korban osham. A korban osham is only brought when maybe you're moida, that you're potter from kenas, then you have to bring a korban osham with a chaymish. But once you have to pay the kefil, you're potter from a korban. That's Rav Shimon ben Yochai's halacha. Ein chaymish v'yosher mishtalim b'mokim sheyesh kefil. That's the three shittas over here. But our kol ponim wasmagei, to us the Gemara says, kitani miyas, what did we learn over here? It says, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that chaymshay oimeloi v'kfeila divu Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that this person, when he pays back his kefil, that's the exact same amount of the chaymish of the keren. So since it's the exact same amount, one payment of kefil, you're also yotzi de chaymish. Now, hechidami, how do you have that? How do you have that one-fifth of the Karen is kefil? Of course, it doesn't make sense. Kefil is twice as much as the Karen, right? It means double the Karen, twice means double the Karen. Kefil is double the Karen. So whatever the Karen is, kefil should be equal to that. And the fifth is only one-fifth of it. So how could you tell me kefil and the chaymish is the same thing? Say, what's the case talking about? You learn if you want to tell me the mikoros shalav shavi dalad. When you first stole this animal, is worth four zuz. Ulip Seifen at the end now, Bashas Amad Abedin. Shav Yavo, it's also worth a four zuz. If so, how could you tell me, Chomshoy, Odoloy, Bekfeloy, how could you tell me the fifth is the same amount of a payment as Kefil is? Kfeloy Arbo. So Kefil is four zuz. Just like when you stole it and now it's worth four zuz. So Kefil means an extra payment, another four zuz. Vichomshoy, Zuzo. What's the fifth of this? A fifth of four is one. Milabar, because when he gets the one, you add it on to the four. Four and one is five. One fifth of five is one. That's how he gets one. So how could you say a four and one is equal? El alav, aren't we talking about the cases like this? A riot to Rav. We're talking about the mikara shavi abo. When you first told the shore was worth four zuz. Ulet soif later b'shas hamad b'din. Right before the b'shas hamad b'din, it was worth shavi zuz. Price went down. The market price went down. The shore now is only worth one zuz. And the halacha is like Rav, that kefil you pay b'shas hamad b'din. So the chiyuv kefil is only to pay back one zuz. So it comes out, the kfeila zuza. The kefil is only one zuz. The chamishisa, what's the fifth here, is also zuza. It's also one zuz. That's a Yaakov Svarom, that by paying one zuz, he yates of both payments. But our koponim alma, what do we see from here? That keren kein shegonav. When you have to pay back the keren, you have to pay back how much it was worth at the time when you stole it. That's called Kein Shagonav. Tashlume Kefil, or else for Tashlume Dalvei, Dalvei is always goes together with Kefil, that you pay Keshas Amad Abedin. So the kids, so we have a clue Raya to Rav. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, L'yerlam, really I tell you, the case says like this. Could be no. The case is even talking about that before and now it's still worth $4. If so, you have a kashu, the kashuloch. The kashu had a question then. Kfeilo is dalid. Kfeilo double payment is four zuz. The chumsheho is zuz. It's only one zuz. So how can you set the same payment? I'll tell you like this. Hocha v'maya kine. You know what we're talking about over here? You again a case of a turn time as ganef, that the owner came back and said, give me back my object that I gave for you to watch, and you swore that it was stolen from you, and then the owner said, I still don't trust you, and I said, I'll swear again, and he swore a second time, and he swore a third time, he swore a fourth time. So it comes out he swore four times, so he has to pay four times the chaymish. So he a kefil and the chaymish is equal. For Haida, and he admitted to all four swearings. The Yatsari Yom, the Torah says, V'chamishi sov, we dashin, ha-toyra ribso, chamishu yois harbei, v'keren achas.
That even though you only stole one time, if you swear a few times on that, every time you swear, you have to pay back another chamish. So mel, it's possible that you swore four times false, so you have to pay four zuz for the four chumshim. And also, kefalism is arba, is four zuz. So that's how you have the case that's equal. So therefore, it could be, it's no raya to rab. That's what Rabbi wants to say. Now, Omama, what did we say before? That we dashed in Beroisha means, and you have to pay a chaymish. Now, what does that mean? Momina mishtal in Beroish. In a case when you have to pay back only Karen, where you're returning Tanas Ganav. You Tana that you're a shamer and it was stolen from you. And you swore to it. And then later you yourself admit that you still have it. So that's the case that since you admit you have to pay back Karen, now the loch is you have to pay back an extra chaymish because of your shrua. Meisav chaymish, but moment shamish dalim baroish, but money that you don't only pay back the original, the Karen, but you have to pay back more than that, kefal. In the case where Adam came and told us that you stole, and meisav chaymish, then you don't have to add on to a chaymish. But this will come hold though, avaloshim I see. But you know, a korban oshim that you still have to bring. An asham gezelus. Since Lamaisi you swore false, even though Adam first came and told us that you stole, you have to pay kefal. But since later you yourself admitted that you swore false, you have to bring a korban oshim. So the question is now, my shenor chaymish. Delay mishalem, how can you tell me now chaymish? You don't have to pay when there's kefal. The sikh of the pasuk says, Beroishai.
The same pasuk it says these three things. The mashma, whenever you have to pay back only the keren, the capital, then we say that when you swore false and you admit, you have to pay an extra fifth, and you have to bring an asham gezelus and nosham for it. But of course, mashma, they're all the same chiyuvim. So you should only have a nosham when there's only keren. But of course, when you have kefal, there should not be a carbon nosham. So Gemara says, I'm Reloch Rabban, but we answer back to you, S paske kro. True, but it says an S in between. It says like this, it says, Beroisha v'chamishisoi, V'es HaShomoi. Since it says the word V'es HaShomoi, that's like Master teach us that the Karen and Chaymish is still together. But the Korban Oshim, no matter what, you have to bring a Korban Oshim. That's what the Chum is for. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, V'es Arviya Kro, heals us the opposite. That S mixes it up together. That just like you need a Chaymish only V'Roshoi, when it's Karen, the same thing, a Korban Oshim is only when there's only Karen, not with Kefal. For Rabbanan Amalot, Rabbanan will say back, no. Lo dechter rachmona loivov, lo yes. No, Shimon Lechai says v'yes. Doesn't say the word es. Es alone maybe would have been a mastic. But it says v'yes ashamay. Since it says a vov, v'yes, that's ma'arif to say it all has the same halacha. And the Chum say no. If so, the Torah shouldn't have said the word vov, and not the word es. The thing that says both of them, it means lehefsik, to make a difference here. And Shimon ben Yechai Amalot, no. Es loisagi, to loikosiv. Liasuke ben mom and gvoya, ben mom and gvoya, the mom and hedyet. It had to have an S here anyway to be mastic between mom and gvoya, mom and hedyet. That korban oshom is mom and gvoya. Chaimish, you pay back to the nigzal. So that's the nignav. So that's mom and hedyet. Hilkach osu vov av yikro. Therefore, I need the vov here tomorrow of the psukim to tell me they both have the same halachas. Omer Rabbi Loi, go naf tle v'nas al ayil. What's the you stole the young one, a tle, a young sheep, young ayil, a young ram. V'nas ayil, then it grew up by you and it came into an ayil. Or else eagle, you stole the small calf. V'nas shorim by you and it became a big ox. So the locher is, nas shinu b'yodoi v'konoi. It automatically becomes a shinui. Usually the locher is, if you steal something, we say, v'heshiv asakzela. You have to return what you stole. You can't tell the person, listen, I have it already, I'll pay you the money for it, let me keep it. No! If you stole something from me and you have it, havad is a mitzvah chiyah v'heshiv asakzela. You have to return it.
But let's say a shinu happens to it, something different comes upon it, then we say you're kind of it. But the pasuk says v'heishir v'asegzeli v'dashin ke'en shegozol. You only have to return it if it's the same way, the way you stole it. But here you stole an eagle, a calf, and by you it grew up another year or two later and came into a shore. So that's not what you stole. That's called a shinui. It's called a change happened here, so now you don't have to return it anymore. And therefore the konui, and therefore you only have to pay back how much it was worth, b'shas k'neva. Tov koyemocha, then later you would shecht to sell it. Shalayu tevech, you shecht in your own. Shalahu mocha, you're selling your own. So you'd be put there from down v'hei. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's such a beloyed chiddush. Now what this alone is called the shinui, even though you didn't do anything directly to it, by itself it grew and became to big, but since its name changed, called it Yeshinu Hashem, they call it different now. Before it was called a tler, now it's called an isle. Before it was called an eagle, now it's called a shore. That's called shinui. Eisrei Avakasha, Eisrei Avichinoi L'Rabiloi. It says, Gonav tler v'nasal isle, or else eagle v'nasal shore. Mishal tashlumi kevah v'tashlumi abo v'chamisha. It says, clearly you do have to pay back dalad v'hei. And it says what? Change your gonav, you have to pay it all back the way it was when you stole it. Screw you see, you have to pay back dalad v'hei. Now if you want to tell me your svar is kanya v'shinui, that you tell me now, a she is called a shinu ashe and you kinder it, amay mishalom, when you have to pay back dalad v'hei. Shalom utaveh, shalom mach, you're selling it and the shecht on your own. Omalei yetz back. V'yela my shinu, what do you want to tell me shinu lekono? You're not kinder it. It's amay mishalom kain shagonav then. L'shalom tiyashish, pay how much it's worth right now. Omalei kihashta, in time of the mishalom mishum diomalei. Turo ganvim imoch. Vichra ganvim imoch. What did I steal from you? Or did I steal a shore? Or did I steal a nile? That's not what I stole from you. So therefore I only have to tell you what I stole from. So the other one said, Omalei, rachmona litzlan mahay daita. Oy vey to your das, you're not saying anything. Omalei, that's back to the other, just the opposite. Omalei adarabo. Rachmona litzlan midati didoch. You missed it. You're wrong. That's which one was the swara. Kitsa says aloch here though, when the eagle changed into the shore, now you have to pay dal v'hei. How much is worth b'shas k'neva? That's the kasha why. If you say you kinder it, so you shouldn't have to pay dal v'hei. But either geese of yod, you're not kinder it, so you shouldn't have to pay back dal v'hei the way it was worth k'shein shagonav. You should have to pay how much is worth now. So something is wrong here. All right, so Mishnah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding down Samech Heyam at base. You're three quarters down. One line right before the big lines. Again, Amar Rab Eloi, Rabbi Eloi says like this, Gonav Tle V'nas Ayil. You steal a young ram, and then it comes into an ayil. Or else Eagle, you first steal a kif, V'nas Ashor, then it comes into a shore by the Ganef himself. So the Lacher Rizzi says, Nasa Shinu B'yodoi, it comes like a Shinui in the hands of the Ganef. The Kona, and therefore the Ganef himself is Kona this. So Rashi says, what does it mean it's Kona? Rashi says, Nasa Shinu B'yodoi V'Kona, V'Shino, L'ho Milsa, only for this one thing, that later, the Imtovachu Mochar, if the Ganef himself now goes and shechts it, or sells it, you should know, Shalohu Tavayach, it's considered like he's selling his own, or he's shechting his own, and therefore, Repotter Medal V'Hei, he'll be potter from paying Dal V'Hei, because it's called he shechted his own. Avul Keren, the Kefal, but how does he pay back the Keren or the Kefal? Mishalem Keren Kiyashta. He has to pay back the Keren also Kiyashta, how much it's worth right now. In other words, you stole the Tleh, and now it's an Ayil, so it's still around. You have to pay back the way it's worth right now. Mishalem Kiyashta. The Kefal Kain Shagozakonaf. Mashen Kain, the Kefal, that you only have to pay how much it was worth. Bishasta was stolen. Oy kishasa modibidin. Yeah. So I call upon him that the Rebbe Eloi says that the Kinyan Shinu here, it only means for Dalad Vehei, that for the parsha of Dalad Vehei, you'd be potter, because it's called like you are kind of it already. Yeah. And this Gemara says, Eisvei Rabbi Chanino le Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Chanino asked the question to Rabbi Eloi. It says, Aloko, go naf to leve nasal ayil. You stole the young one, and by then later became an ayil arim, or else ego v'nasa shor. You stole the young kif, and then by the ganef it became a shor. Is mishalem tashlume kefel v'tashlume yabo v'chamisha kain shagonav. It says everything you pay now kain shagonav. So it's a cash really in both ways. First of all, you see you're not kainerit.
that you have to pay dalad v'hei, then also you see a chiddush that you pay even the kerman only kein shegonav, which is a kasha why. Because why do you pay kein shegonav? You should have to pay later, which is worth later. Now the core part of the question is, that if you want to tell me, look like you, Rabbi Loi, that kiniya b'shino, that when a ganav steals a tler, and then it becomes an ayil, that he's konerit, that's called shaloyhu tovayach, if so, am I mishalim? Why does he have to pay dal v'hei? Shaloyhu tovayach, shaloyhu moicher. You're telling me now the ganav is konerit for this much, that what he does now, he's doing it to his own. So here the Brisa says clearly, not like you, Rabbi Loi. So Amalei, Rabbi Loi said, Mashma, there's something wrong with this Brisa right away. You can't ask me a kasha from here. I'll tell you anyway, there's something wrong. Amalei, V'yelamai shinu loikonu. What do you want to tell me this Brisa is not like me? That it's not konui, that if you steal a tler, and it becomes an ayil, it's still called the Bailim's ayil. So if so, Amai Mishalim came shagonaf. Why do you only have to pay back how much it was worth? Bishas, you stole it, you only have to pay back for a tler, or for an eagle. L'shalom kihashta. You should have to pay back right now. Like if you did something to it right now, Sechura, if you weren't kind of it, up until now it still belonged to the owner. Since so, you have the owner's shore. You have the owner's aisle. So if you did something to it now, you should have to pay how much it's worth now. So in other words, the Beloy meant to say something's wrong with this price anyway. Oh, Malay. So Rabbi Chanina answered back and said no. I'll answer you. Pshat the Brisa is like this. Ki hashto, haynu taimed lo mishalim. You know why you don't have to pay for the shor or for the ayol, even though the shinu is not koma. You know why? Mishum diyomalei. Because the ganav has the right to say to the nigzal, Tura ganvi minoch. Dichra ganvi minoch. Like, did I steal from you a shor? Did I steal from you an ayol? No. I stole from you a tleh. I stole an eagle. So I only have to pay back what I stole. That's pshat the Brisa. Even though he's not konerit. On this Amalei, so Rabbi Loi said back, that doesn't make any sense either. And therefore, Rachmona litzlan mehai daita, like, oy vey, to that svara. What kind of svara is that? It's true, you stole the nagel. But lamaisa, you weren't konerit, it's not yours, it's not the galvan, it still belongs to the owner. So now, after a year or two, it grew up and became a shore, but you still have the owner's shore. So now that you have to pay back for gneva, you should have to pay back how much it's worth now. What kind of svar is that you pay the way you sold it? Or Malay? So Khalil said back to Beloy, no, Adarabah, just the opposite. Rachmon el Islam, midati didach, your svar is wrong. Like, first of all, Shin is not kaina. And secondly, I hope no, Lamaisi, you have to pay back for what you stole. You stole the tler, you stole the anegel, that's what you pay back, and not more. So Kitta Samachloikas, Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara says, Maskiv lo Rab Zeiro. Rabbi Zeira asks a question like this. What's the machlokes here? V'niknidu b'shinu Hashem. Why doesn't everybody agree there should be a kinyan shinu that the name changed? Like Rashi says, Nihi d'shvach d'gufu lehevi shinui to v'melech kashavach v'yozal, even if you want to say the fact it changed from a young one to a big one. That's not called a shinui, a big one, because it grows big by itself like miyu b'shmo v'adi yishtani. But I call upon the name. It has a new name now. Before it was called an eagle, now it's called a shore. So since it has a new name, that should be the shinui. That's called the shinu Hashem. So Amar Rava, Rava said back, no, it's not called a real shinu Hashem either. Because shore, ben yoyma kara shore, no, even the shore, the eagle was one day old, it's also called a shore really. And I'll tell you, ayil, ben yoyma kara ayil, the tleh that you called a tleh first, it's also called an ayil. So later when it's really called an ayil, it's not called the shinu Hashem. What's the proof? Shor ben yoyim lekor shor. The Yisidah Pasuk says, Shor roi kesef vayez ki yivoleit. Mashmi ki yivoleit, when it's born to you. So even a newborn shor is called a shor. And ayil ben yoyim lekor yar. What's the right? The Yisidah Pasuk says, V'yeleit soincho lo yachalti. Eilem hu to lo yachal. Kvosim ochal. Does it mean to say, Eilit soin mashmi, only in Ireland did not eat, but not young ones. Eilu rather means it's like this, Elash ramino, ayil ben yoyim lekor yayil. When it says loshen there, the eilat soincha lo yachalti means I did not eat anything from you, not even the young ones. See, even the young ones, the tloyim, are also called an ayil. So therefore, that's why here, where a tleh that nasal ayil or an ego that becomes into a shore, you don't have the kinyan because of shinu Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Loi had to say the shinu is because of the change in the body. The body, the mindset changed from a small one to a big one. That was the shinui. Because Gemara says now, Mikom Mokom Kasha, Hakol Parim still it's a Kasha. Like the Chura, why isn't there a Shinim over here? Like even though the Pesukim call it, Mashma is still a Kasha though, so what? But still it should be called a Shinui. So my answer is, Amar Rav Sheshes, I'll tell you, Homani Beishami, this goes according to Beishamai. Oh no, Hakol Parim, Mikom Mokom Kasha, Rashi learns like this. Mikom Mokom Kasha means the Kasha on Rabbi Loi. No, we answer Taka. Shinu Hashem you don't have here because the name didn't change. But our core part of the kasher is though, Mikom Mokom Kasher, it's a kasher on this brisa to Rabbi Loi. Even though you have a kasher on it, but our core part of the brisa says clearly that even though you sold the tzler and then it became an egel, that it became an ayol, you have to pay dal v'hei. So here the brisa says clearly not like Rabbi Loi. You see clearly the fact that it grew bigger is not called a shinu at all. So the Morin says, Amar Rav Sheshes, I'll tell you, Hamani Beishamahi. This price that goes according to Beishamai. The armor that they hold, Shinu Bimkoyma Yamedis. That a Shinu means nothing. It's still Bimkoyma. As Rashi says, Afagav Yishtani, even though something changes, Lenofik Rishus Bailim, it still does not go out of the Rishus of the Bailim, it still calls the Bailims. So according to Beishamai, if you steal a Tleh, and it comes into an Ayo, you're not Koiner it. It still calls the Bailim, and therefore you make a Tzvich HaMechira, you would be Chayav Dal V'hei. For like Kanya, the Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Nosan Lo, the Tanya, Nosan, not Pasuk, the Tanya will learn like this. Nosan Lo B'yetineno, Chitin, if you gave a Zayna, that you wanted to have Znus with her, so you paid her. You gave her wheat for the Znus. And now V'yosan, Sola, she made it over into flour, or El Zaysim, you paid her with olives. Biyos and Shemin, and she herself made it into oil. Or else Anovim, you gave the grapes. Biyos and Yain, she made it into wine. So what's the locha? Tony Chodah, one price we learned also. You're not allowed to use this. It's also to bring for a korban. The Tanya Chodah, another price says, no mutter. You're allowed to use this for a korban. Now, Yom Rabbi Yosef, Tony Gurion, the Miasburik, that Beishamai Oisrin, or Beisilu Matirin. That this machlokes is a machlokes of Beishamai Beisilu. Now, my time of the Beishamai, what's the reasoning of Beishamai, why he holds the Shinu is not kind of? My time of the Beishamai, the Pasuk says here, Gam, Lerabois, Shinuyayim. It says Gam by the Pasha of Esnan, Zoyim, the Torah says Gam, that even the Esnan is also also. Means, even if she changes it over into something else, still it's also to bring for a carbon. Well, Beisilu says no, Haim, V'loi Shinuyayim. It says Gam Haim, that them only the Esnan, only the present that she, the pay that she really receives for this nus, that you can't use for korban. But if you make a shinui, she changes it over from grapes into wine, that's called the shinui, the wine you could use. So I call upon Mr. Machlokes Beisham and Beisilil if shinui helps or not. Here. Now the Gemara says, Ubeishamai.